I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head up to Webster, South Dakota, Game, Fish, and Parks offices, biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell. And Brian, I imagine, a few lakes, maybe people still out fishing up in Day County?
Yeah, we're still seeing a little bit of activity, but not a lot. Way down on our pressure. Most activity is probably on Enemy Swim, maybe a little bit on Bitter. South Buffalo's had some activity, and probably a little bit on Wabay. I'd say those are the main ones that people are going to right now.
And I imagine some people still driving, I hear, on Bitter for sure.
Yeah, you know, we've seen people still driving. You know, don't recommend it really at this time of year. Things could, you know, you could find some spots that have deteriorated quite a bit. But what I'm hearing is, you know, we're still pushing 30 inches of ice on most places. Still pretty solid ice coming off in shavings when you drill a hole. It's not chunking yet or anything, so you know, ice is pretty darn good yet.
Well, I imagine when it does go, it's going to take a while. Might be one of your latest, maybe getting out for the spawning operations?
Yeah, the way things look right now, you know, it's probably going to be around May 1st or that first week in May before, you know, things really get going. Doesn't look like we're going to melt a lot in the next week. So it's like 2 weeks out before we really start melting. So yeah, I think 2013 we were still spawning around May 5th, and so it's pretty looking like it could be pretty similar to that year.
Snow geese in Day County on a regular basis? Any big masses?
You know, I'm not seeing any big masses. We were seeing, you know, a fair amount of geese before this last storm, and then they kind of moved out again. And yesterday morning was the first morning I've seen any good numbers coming or flying in the county again. So probably, you know, the next day or two, there might be some huntable birds in that area, but with the next storm coming, they'll probably be moving out again.
Dr. Brian Blackwell out of Webster Game, Fish, and Parks office, thank you. Now we head over to Hamlin County, their conservation officer, Dan Sternhagen. And I guess fishing, hopefully now most of it's walkout this week after even last week I hear vehicles out.
Yeah, there's definitely, it would have been Saturday, I saw quite a few people fishing Ponset, and the bite was actually pretty good. Guys are doing, you know, still well with that undersized walleyes, the 14.5-inch walleyes, in the evenings and mornings. Guys are kind of focusing right off of Saradins in that Stone Bridge area. Shorelines are getting definitely really sloppy, so, you know, definitely suggesting no more driving out. And if you do venture out, I mean, four-wheelers, ATVs, we're seeing plenty of those. But with this warm weather that we've had this week, it'll be interesting to see what it holds up for the weekend. So,
well, and another thing, too, in between the points on Lake Albert, that's a place to stay away from this time of the year.
Yeah, that's definitely true, that Hogback Point. You know, if anyone's going to venture out there, you know, always be cautious on Albert. That's a very tricky lake to be venturing out in, especially in late season. So definitely stay clear of that.
Anything at Lake Thomas or lakes in the western part of the county?
No, I think most
Clear
people have kind of, people have really kind of tried to give up, I think, and just waiting for that open water season to really get going. So,
how about as far as snow geese? They're here one day and then you can't find them again.
Yep, there's a few small pods. I've been finding a small pod around that Lake Norton, but, I mean, for people that want to find huntable amounts of snow geese, guys are really having to move west to find those. So,
you traveled west recently to Pier. Did you see birds on your way?
Yeah, definitely kind of in that Beetle County, southwestern Spink. There was quite a few birds in that area, and then all the way over into Ham County.
Okay.
You'd find good pockets of birds. So,
well, Dan Sternhagen, Hamlin County Conservation Officer, thank you. Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, as far as fishing, whether a little open water on the river or ice fishing yet, where would some of the places be at Ponset and going south?
You know, we were up on the north side of Ponset last night, and believe it or not, there were three trucks over by Stone Bridge. Most of the activity was around Stone Bridge there. We we just fished out from Hammer's Pasture on the northeast side, and my guess is that, you know, we ended up taking home 12 walleyes, between the three of us, and the other folks were coming off the lake at dark. So I think the bite's still good. They seem to be biting every evening, and there were a few people that were trying the open water, too, there at the outlet, and there was some open water flowing into Oakwood on the west end, and I know Oakwood has some really nice walleyes in it, so that there might be a chance there. Now, we did see one party out on East Oakwood, but it was pretty quiet there. It's been pretty quiet around the region. Whitewood had a pretty good bunch of people out on Saturday morning. It was a mixed bag. It seemed like the further east you went along the south shore there, the better you did. Some folks over to the west even reported some dead minnows out in 5-6 feet of water. So maybe there's some low oxygen out there. But we ended up with about 40 perch by the time we were done. And some folks to the east of us did better yet, and they had some walleyes in the mix too. So it's a mixed bag. Talked to somebody who was out there yesterday and the day before and said it was pretty slow. That ice has to be getting a little bit sketchier. One other open water spot in the region would be the Big Sioux River at Flandreau Dam. And I just heard the first report of a few walleyes coming off of the dam there. So I'm sure in the nice weather that'll be a popular spot and is traditionally good this time of year.
Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Kyle Lansner. As far as fishing, a walkout, I hear even some driving, but pretty soon that'll be a no-no, I'm sure.
Yeah, this time of year with the warmer temperatures, those up and down, even though we've been had some cooler temperatures here, that ice is still getting pretty soft. So
yeah. Fishing, are they catching them, Kempeska, stink, goose, any place around between here and old Clear Lake by Thomas?
I know there's been a few guys going out. I guess I'm not real sure on their success on local lakes. I know over at Clarkway they're catching a few walleye and perch and northern out on the lakes there.
I imagine they've had a hard time to find the snow geese.
Yep. With all the systems that we've been having work through the area, it's about the time the snow geese start showing up, that's about the time a new system comes in and pushes them back south. And this last system even kind of split the flocks in half there, and some flew north and some went south. So,
well, it's kind of weird. I just talked to a landowner around the Long Lake area west of Watertown, and he saw 50 to 60 deer in a pasture the other day, and you wouldn't think in April that deer would have to be bunched up like that.
Yeah, it's been a weird year this year, but hopefully it'll start to straighten out here shortly and get back on track to a normal spring.
Well, Kyle Lansner, Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Don Bierstead here with some additional outdoor information. 2018 pheasant season and other seasons have been announced. The youth pheasant this year will start October 6th, resident pheasant October 13th and 15th, and the traditional pheasant opener October 20th through January 6th. Other things going on in the outdoors, don't forget about the Hunt Safe classes to sign up for. And they usually fill up in some areas, and if you don't get in there, then you have to drive a distance. But you can go to gfp.st.gov/hunter-education or call 223-7700. That's 605-223-7700. Still openings for the 33rd Annual Dakota Sportsman Eric Wingy's Memorial Walleye Fishing Tournament, Saturday, June 9th. $150 entry fee per two-man team. And we do have official entry forms here in the entryway at our radio station. And also all the information you need for the Whelan Marine Angler Young Angler Fishing Program. And that'll be Saturday, June 10th. $150 entry fee for that. And pretty slow going in the outdoors now with the weather we've had in South Dakota. Have a good day. I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head up to Brown County, South Dakota, Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge, and with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Don Soderlund. And I guess as far as migration, it peaked out a couple weeks ago with maybe a million across that northern tier. But where are you at with snow and birds and eagles or waterfowl right now?
Well, our snow is melting. We had 8 inches here last weekend, and most of that is gone to drifts and the bigger clumps of it all through the field. But we haven't had a lot of snow geese come back in the area because we just don't have any open water, Don. We've got a little pocket here or there, and that's pretty much just big enough to fill with Canada geese. No ducks have migrated through, and the snow geese, the last couple of days, we have seen them flying in the area, but no big huntable populations that we've seen. The refuge itself, literally 99.9% frozen, so there's nothing for open water to keep any birds around.
Well, North Dakota, they must have as much or more snow than we do on the ground.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's still winter up there also. They've got more snow farther north than the North Dakota, and I don't see these birds whipping through here anytime real soon, and we got more snow pending.
How about as far as the eagles? Once they come south, they stay or move further south, don't they?
Yeah. Well, the eagles kind of migrate in the fall, you know, as the big numbers of other waterfowl migrate. You know, they pick those off as they go, and now they're on their way back north, and there's lots of eagles around, so anybody wanting to get out and see eagles is certainly a good time, and we've got lots of those around Sand Lake. It shouldn't take you very long to see some nice numbers of eagles. You got, you know, the adult bald eagles and juvenile eagles, and a lot of people confuse those juvenile bald eagles for golden eagles because they're all brown, but a lot of people don't know that a bald eagle doesn't get mature and get that bald head till 3 years old or so. So you're probably seeing some immature bald eagles out there.
And the last question, the snow geese, where are you here? They are in eastern South Dakota.
Oh, I've heard good reports of that Mitchell, the Huron area, and in that area is kind of the place to be as far as northeast South Dakota or a little bit south, but that southern half of South Dakota is where they're at, not up here. Don't come this way to look for snow geese quite yet. You might want to wait till next week. If we get some snow and the snow melts and we turn warm next week, we're going to have a lot of sheet water around, and I really foresee a pretty good migration up in the northeast coming through here with all the sheet water we'll have.
Don Soderlund at Sand Lake, thank you. Now we travel out west to Gettysburg talking to Chuck Krause, pro guide. And Chuck, I guess this time of the year, have you ever seen or is there still a lot of ice on the Lake Oahe?
Oh, yeah, we're still completely iced in. I know from Dodge Draw, you know, all the way down. I was in Pier 2 days ago, and even as far down as the dam, there was ice all the way. Around the intake tubes, you know, there was a open spot there, maybe about 3 football fields around. So that's open in there, but the main lake is still completely iced in. And I know some guys 2 days ago that was out on the ice up in Whitlock's here trying to catch northerns, and I know Don Jorgensen did have one pretty nice one. I don't know what it weighed, but just looking at it in the picture, it looked anywhere from that, you know, 12 to 14-pound range. So I guess there's still quite a bit of ice, pretty thick ice yet, so it's anybody's guess when the stuff's going to come off.
Well, traditionally, that's northern, and maybe it might not be that important to some anglers of older age or younger, but that is Whitlock Bay area and a lot of areas from shore Sutton Bay for trophy northerns. And in the last few years, has the spring northern bite, whether casting spoons or smelt or bobbers or chubs, Is a lot of nice fish caught every spring yet?
Yeah, last year was one of the better years we've had. You know, in that 8 to 10 pound or 8 to 12 pound class, we had a lot of pike, but it happened really quick when the water did warm up. There was about a 8 to 10 day period in there where, you know, they ran pretty good. And if you're out and about and after them, you know, they're not hard to catch. They're a pretty aggressive fish. So it was a pretty good year last year, and I look for this year right after ice out. I'm sure there'll be some good days there also.
Well, you're mainly you know, a smallmouth bass and a walleye guide, but is a lot of the early fishing from the Moreau and north once the ice goes out?
Yeah, once the ice leaves, you know, we'll go back up in the Moreau and start working, you know, in that shallower water. Usually typically right after the spawn, like around the 1st of May through, you know, the 3rd week of May in there. But, again, we just need to get rid of this ice and warm the water up, and I think things will start happening. But until then, we're just kind of stuck.
Chuck Krause, pro guide out of 12 miles west of Whitlocks, he lives. Thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.